Thank you. Ray DeMonte again. First of all, I'm pretty proud of what everybody's had to say this evening. Thank you very much. Incredibly great comments. There's two things I'd like to bring to everyone's attention, and particularly to the Department of Energy's attention. When you look at those maps over there, they've got a lot of red lines and then a lot of blue lines, alternate and alternate and alternate. Something to keep in mind, from the day those maps went online, but the day they became public.
Right, get up close.
Oh, I'm sorry. From the day they became public, everybody who owns a piece of land nearby has to have, and they want to sell, they have to have their broker disclose the fact that their land is subject to the new line, that their land will be near it, that their land will be taken for it. And what that does to the value of everybody's land, even if in 2 years it doesn't happen that that particular line is used, what that does to their property is incredible. Their people's properties are being, their values are being depressed right now. Anybody that's trying to sell, their broker has to disclose it right now. In the North Country, I have many clients who's trying to sell their property and people are going elsewhere. So the sooner the Department of Energy can eliminate, in Northern Pass too, I would say to Northern Pass, have some concern. You've put down a lot of lines. Some of them, are you really going to go through Northwood? I don't have any clients out there that have asked me to speak, but are you going to go through Northwood? If not, take it off. Get rid of that so they don't have to disclose it for the next 2 years while this process is going forward. Give these people some relief. Second, we've all heard the discussion about how much, there's a lot of money involved and a lot of money involved. Let me give you a couple numbers, and these numbers come from two sources. First of all, Public Service, in a recent report to the PUC, gave a projection of how much money, how much revenue Northern Pass would make if, at full capacity and at a certain rate, they were utilizing this line. I haven't heard the number tonight. It's $1 billion a year. $1 billion a year. If you go to their FERC application, you'll notice that their profit is 12%. How would any business person here, how would you like to have a guaranteed 12%? Hi, David. How are you? A guaranteed 12% profit. What does that equate to? Every year, $120 million in profit. You think they could help New Hampshire a little bit here and be concerned about our citizens?